It is your KURN News Radio Sports for Monday, April 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Baseball split a doubleheader on the road yesterday against second-ranked Yankton. Mitchell would win the opener 6-1 before dropping Game 2 5-3. That split moves Mitchell to 8-2 on the season. In Game 1, Mitchell controlled early, leaned on a 4-for-4 day from Caden Allen, who finished with four singles, as Mitchell ended up with 11 hits. Jacob Ebert, to earn the win on the mound, he allowed just one run and five hits over 5 2/3 innings with five strikeouts. Yankton would respond in Game 2 as they would score five runs in the sixth inning. Tyler Christensen, he allowed five runs, four earned, over six innings. Mitchell travels to top-ranked Sioux Falls Jefferson tomorrow night for a 5:30 doubleheader. That's Tuesday in Sioux Falls. Dakota Wesleyan softball saw its school record 15-game winning streak come to an end yesterday as Midland would split a doubleheader on Sunday in Mitchell. The Tigers would hold on for a 4-2 victory in Game 1 behind RBIs from Jordan Blog, Avery Perkins, and Ellie Feaser. Midland then responded with a Game 2 victory 7-0, limiting Dakota Wesleyan to just one hit. With that split, the Tigers now move to 16-2 in the GPAC. They still hold a two-game lead in the conference standings over Morningside and Midland with just six games remaining in the regular season. Tiger softball will be at Dort coming up on Thursday for a doubleheader at 4 p.m. Concordia completed a doubleheader sweep of Dakota Wesleyan baseball on Sunday, winning 11-7 and 12-6. The Tigers now 8-16 in the conference. In Game 1, Concordia used a five-run fifth inning. And then in Game 2, Jackson Jardine would hit two home runs, drive in four for the Tigers in the loss. Wesleyan will be at Mount Marty this week for a Friday evening doubleheader. That starts at 5 p.m. Rest of the week coming up here for the Mitchell Colonels. Mitchell softball looking for their first win of the season. They'll be at home tonight to take on Aberdeen Central at 5:30. Mitchell boys tennis returns to action today. They'll be in Sioux Falls for a triangular against Lennox and Sioux Falls Christian. That starts at 1 p.m. at Tomar Park. And Mitchell track and field coming off of last week's Corn Palace Relays. They're back in action Friday at the Pier Invitational. That starts at 11 a.m. SDSU softball would fall 5-1 at Omaha on Sunday, getting swept in the three-game series versus the Mavericks. Jackrabbit softball returns home this weekend as they face St. Thomas. And SDSU baseball also swept over the weekend. They would lose yesterday to Oral Roberts 10-2. The Golden Eagles improved to 14-1 in the Summit League. SDSU baseball scheduled to host Briar Cliff in a non-conference game coming up this Wednesday. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, April 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.